engaged in making many workplaces happy, so we're very happy to have you here tonight.
We have actually got a conference on happy schools coming up with The Guardian, but our big challenge is to find it.
Yes.
In other parts of the workplace, there are a lot of places that recognise the well-being of the staff is crucial to delivering great service, but finding heads with that belief under the current pressures from Germ and things like that is very tough. So if you know any, let me know. So my aim is, so I've got to try and make myself indistinguishable from Melissa, so imagine I'm Melissa. So the Academy's data, I'll start with, which is what we've published a lot of on Local Schools Network. And I think, you know, that at the time, Michael Gove's claim academies were improving five times better than community schools. But when you looked at the data, it was very clear that that wasn't the case when you compared similar schools. If you compare an underperforming school with the best in the country, the underperforming is going to increase faster. And when we actually faced the DFA in court in the summer, the five times faster had suddenly reduced to a marginally better improvement. And in fact, that marginally better improvement disappeared when you actually took out the equivalents which some were using to game the system. And that's now backed up by the NFER study a month or two ago. It is now absolutely clear that when you compare similar schools, academies perform no better. And at primary level, academies perform worse. Those that have been converted to academies have improved at a slower rate than community schools. So what this says is that the entire direction, the billions of pounds spent by this government, have been entirely misdirected. At the time they came to power, there were two experiments going on. There's academies with marginal benefits. There was London Challenge, which Christina's talked about, with a massive change. And particularly a change of disadvantage. The best place to get educated in this country, if you're a disadvantaged child, are inner London boroughs like Hackney and Tower Hamlets. Because of the collaborative work that went on in not just London Challenge, but other things by London local authorities and so forth. So, you know, what we need to do, what we need Labour to do is take on, you know, those wasted billions, 18 million spent on a free school which only 17 kids go to. The salaries, the inflated salaries of academy heads getting, with dozens of them getting more than the Prime Minister, one getting three times, one of a primary school getting almost three times the amount of the amount of Prime Minister. These are not government policies that are popular, and they need to be taken on. As well as, you know, the issue of profit, because certainly Nick Clegg was absolutely clear. He thought he was the only, because of the Liberals, that we haven't got for profit schools now. And I think that's the case. You know, I'd love to see posters saying, you know, vote Labour if you want schools for profit going up there in the next election, because that's a very arguable case that that's what you'll get. We do have for profit in schools. And we do have privatisation in schools, and Labour is partly to blame for that. I'm governor of a secondary school in Hackney, and we were told we could only get money for building schools for the future if we privatised our IT and other services. And it was a disaster. We went from having IT that was ahead of the curve to having the disaster that RM imposed on us. And only now, when we've got out of the contract 6 years later and rehired the IT manager we had all those years ago, are we getting back on track. So the other thing I'd like to see is an absolute statement from we will no longer assume for profit is better. We will no longer assume it's better to hand our public services over to G4S or Serco or Capita, because everyone out there knows they don't do a great job. And of course, under the Academy's programme, there's a £200 million privatisation going on in AET at the moment. But let's pose the positive as well. When I remember being chair of governors of a primary school and getting a document called Enjoyment and Excellence.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Who remembers that one? It was in David Miliband's brief spell as Education Secretary. And that's what we want to talk about.
Kevin,
combining.
Wasn't it? Kevin.
Was it Kevin Brennan that did it?
Not Kevin Brennan. Kevin. Anyway, don't
worry. Anyway, yeah. And at the time in my primary school, we were Kevin promoting Collins. Love of learning as being as important as results. So that we had nice things like kids being able to choose their lessons and work in multi-year groups on a Friday afternoon. Because it's that kind of motivation that we want. That is being driven out, you know. And again, we need Labour to take this on. One of Christine's fellow head general secretary was telling me about how she went again and again to Tristram Hunt with stuff about workload, and he wouldn't touch it. And now we've got Nicky Morgan, the Conservative Secretary of State, running with it. Because, you know, I'm not a great fan of Tony Blair, but he understood when he said education, 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 that there are 900,000 staff in schools and over 10 million parents, and it actually could win some votes to stand up for those people. So I'd like to see us rejecting the exam factories, the stressed-out teachers and the anxious kids that we're creating in this disaffected, this fragmented education system. I'd like to see, I know we can't suddenly change all the structures, but I'd like to see us going back to local authorities being responsible, being responsible for admissions, being responsible for building new schools, being responsible for school improvement, and all schools. It would be a very simple bill to make all schools accountable to local authorities. Because I tell you, if you talk to parents, when there's a problem with getting into local school, or when there's a problem with that school, they don't go to the DfE, who are actually people responsible, or the EFA, who they probably haven't even heard of. They go to their local authority. Even if they haven't bothered to vote, they go to their local authority to get redress for that. And we need to put the pieces back together. But we also need to be building a vision of a system where, as I say, no, it's not about pressurised exams and so on. Well, it's about building love of learning. There's an alliance, as Christine says, to build between parents, teachers and the CBI, for goodness sake. You know, who don't want the return to the 50s that Gove was advocating, who want children able to collaborate, able to learn, able to enjoy working together, just as we all do. So we should have a vision of a new curriculum based on love of learning, based on teachers not being stressed and overworked, based on creating the skills for the 21st century, the collaboration, and not narrow academic, based on valuing vocational as much as academic. We could create a vision that would be truly popular out there and be a clear alternative to the privatisation, to the narrow academic, to the exam factors that are out there. And that is open space for us all to grab, which I think the NET has done very well with this document. And Labour, I'd like to see matching it.
Thank you very much.